President Trump summoned Republican senators to the White House for lunch today, where he pressured them to pass a health care reform bill. Just yesterday, Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of three Republicans to crush his Plan C, which was just repealing the Affordable Care Act and replacing it later. Now, the president is back to Plan B, repeal and replace, and he's impatient. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on a meal that was definitely not just lunch.
Please sit down.
After 36 hours of open dissent to the president's stated desires, this was a table set for awkwardness. Murkowski was placed one senator away from the president on his left. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito was just as near on his right side. She's another senator who said no Tuesday to repealing the ACA without a replacement.
We're in this room today to deliver on our promise to the American people to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that they have the health care that they need.
During the 10 minutes cameras were allowed at the start of a two-hour lunch, Trump promised tremendous competition in insurance markets if Republican bills become law. He promised new forms of insurance that are unimaginable now. But first, he said, senators have to get rid of the Affordable Care Act.
We can repeal it, but the best is repeal and replace, and let's get going. I intend to keep my promise, and I know you will too.
But it's not easy crafting a replacement bill that suits at least 50 GOP senators. Trump says they are close to a solution, yet 6 months into his presidency, Republicans are still scrambling for a plan that's not too mean and not too expensive for Americans or their government. And Alaska's two senators are split on how to go about it. After lunch, Murkowski said she doesn't expect any retribution for her stand on Tuesday, and she didn't feel Trump aimed any pointed barbs at her.
No. I was not seated directly next to the president, but pretty darn close.
She says she came out against a repeal-only bill because Alaskans want changes to the Affordable Care Act.
And so I said, no, we're not just going to walk away from this. We have an obligation to focus on the reform, on the fix, on the replace, whatever word it is that you want to call. People are saying, fix it.
Murkowski wants open hearings, which would give Democrats a chance to weigh in. She wants the bill to move in the classic way, through committees. She's warned it's going to take a while, and she does not want to repeal the ACA first. She says that amounts to repeal and trust us, and she says it would roil the insurance markets. At the White House lunch, Senator Dan Sullivan was seated five senators away from the president. He agrees with Trump that Republicans, working as they have among themselves, can get the job done.
You know, we're very close. Why are we giving up now? And that was the theme of this lunch.
Sullivan says the draft replacement bill, called the Better Care Reconciliation Act, already has a lot of good features, and he's still hoping for a vote on that soon.
There's a lot of elements. We're still working through it, but I think that are going to be very positive for Alaska and the country.
It's not clear that bill will be up for a vote in the near future. And first, Senate leaders may opt to take up the repeal-only bill. Sullivan has said he'd vote to move ahead with that, too. Murkowski is already a no, and she's been joined by a fourth Republican senator, Rob Portman of Ohio. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.